Welcome to November's guided masturbation. This month, we are going to do something I don't think we've done before, something which I haven't done before. We are going to experiment with underwear, specifically women's underwear. I'm not entirely partial to men wearing women's underwear, but I do know there are a lot of people out there who are. So, since it's not something I have a specific objection to, I suppose we can try it out. So, for this guided masturbation, you will need a nice pair of panties. I don't care what kind they are. They can be lace, they can be silk, they can be anything you want them to be. Just go out, buy a pair, a nice new pair. If you already have them in your house, I don't care. I want you to get a new pair for this. And you have to wear them for at least a day before you finish this guided masturbation. Understand? Good. Okay. Now that you have done as you've been asked, let's begin. I want you to strip down until you are wearing only the panties and stand in front of a full-length mirror. All right. Now I want you to just start touching yourself. Start with your neck, just caress it. Pretend it's me if it makes you feel better. Then travel your hands down to your nipples. Just idly play with them. All the while looking at your crotch. I want you to pay very, very close attention. I want you to be able to see any twitch that may happen in those panties. Understand? So I am going to give you 20 seconds to play with your nipples. You can be as hard or as gentle as you want, but just play with them and keep your eyes on your crotch the whole time. Okay, stop. Good. Now I want you to turn around so your back is to the mirror and crane your neck so you're looking at yourself again. And I want you to pay close attention to your arse. How does that look in those nice, beautiful panties? How do you feel in them? I want you to just reach round and cup your ass cheeks. Just squeeze them, massage them, pull them apart. Now, pull the panties in between your ass cheeks. I like that idea. How about you? Now, I want you to give each cheek 5 smacks. All right, very good. Now turn around, keep the panties where they are, and face the mirror again. And now, I want you to pull the panties down so that your cock and balls are hanging out. How does that feel? Now grab some lube. Make your hand nice and slick. And I want you to gently tease your cock. If it's not hard, get it hard. And if it is, just do some light teasing. I will give you 20 seconds to do this. Okay, stop. Now turn around again and bend over. Either touch your toes or touch your knees, whichever one is more comfortable for you. I just love how exposed this would make you look. I really think that this is quite debauched. I think you're exposed in this way more so than if you were just naked, because you are wearing something, but it's not doing all that much to protect you, is it? Now reach back and tease your ass crack. Just maneuver those panties a little bit, just tease the hole. But don't take them fully out. I want them to stay there. Nice. If you want to put some lube on your finger, you can do so. Stand up, turn around, face the mirror, keep teasing your hole. Now, keep teasing with one hand, but with the other, grab your cock again. Start pumping. Pump as vigorously or as gently as you want. Just please yourself. Please yourself for me, because you look so good in those panties, don't you? Yes, you do. I can just imagine how you look right now. You look so good. I want to touch you. I would give anything to reach through from wherever my voice is coming from and touch you. Am I behind you? In front of you? Beside you? Wherever I am, just know that I have you in my mind's eye, and you look so good. Okay, stop. Good. Now, pull the panties back up over your cock and balls. Good boy. And I want you to use your palm and just rub them. Rub them over the panties. If you had chosen silk, then that's a very good choice, because that feels very, very sensual. However, if you've chosen something like lace, then it might not be so comfortable. You might have to do some extra work. Just look at yourself in the mirror. Keep your eyes on those panties. Look at your body inside them. Look at how sexy you are. Do you think you look sexy? Do you feel sexy? Is your cock getting harder as you rub it? Well, I'm going to give you another 20 seconds of rubbing, and then we're going to have skin on skin again. Right, now pull the panties down again, same way as last time. Lube up your hand again if you need it. And start pumping your cock again, but this time, in addition to moving your hand, I want you to move your hips. I want you to thrust. And this time, look at your face. I want you to catalogue every expression your face makes. I want you to commit it to memory, and then I want you to tell me exactly what your face looked like while you were doing this. Okay? 30 seconds. Stop. Now turn around again, crane your neck so you're looking at the mirror, and spank yourself again, just wildly and as hard as you can, and keep your eyes on your face. Again, catalogue the expressions because I want to know exactly how you look. I want you to tell me exactly how desperate you are. So start spanking for the next 20 seconds. Spank hard. I don't think you're doing it hard enough. Harder. Harder. Good, alternate between those cheeks, that's a good boy. Good, I want to see that ass get red. Redder. Redder. Stop. Good. How do you feel right now? How hard are you right now? Is your cock dripping? Reach up and tease your nipples a little bit again. I like it when you do that. Squeeze them, pinch them, roll them around. Get them nice and sensitive. Nice and red. Very, very good. Now, keep one hand teasing your nipples, alternating back and forth, and the other grabbing your cock and thrusting with your hips again. Stop. Are you close? I certainly hope you're close. But if you're not, I want you to go back to the beginning and do this all over again. However, if you think you are ready to come, then this is the time to do it. So, grab that cock again, and pump however hard it takes. Thrust your hips or don't thrust your hips. Just do whatever it takes to come all over that mirror. Aim for the part where the panties are. I want your cum all over them. Do you understand? Good. So, come. Do it. Do it now. Come right now. Did you come? If you didn't go back to the beginning when you were supposed to, then you are in a lot of trouble. I want you to give yourself 10 spanks on each cheek if you did not manage to come. You need to know exactly what level of desperation you're at and adjust yourself accordingly. This is an important lesson I want you to learn, because if you didn't manage to judge properly and tried to come and couldn't, then you are not allowed to come. That is my order. Next time, judge correctly. However, if you did judge correctly, well done. I want you to keep those panties on until you are ready to have a shower and go to bed. Maybe next time, I will have you sleep in a nice pair of panties. See how that feels.